What's up, witches? I'd like to thank you all for over 700 listeners. There's been a lot of stuff played, and it's over 700, and to me, that is crazy. And when I scroll down to look at the demographics, it looks like that the non-binary section is expanding, which is awesome, because, you know, I like to involve all genders into witchcraft. It's not just strictly for male or female. It's not just strictly for females. It's also for male, neo-pronoun users, gender fluid, non-binary, the whole range, the whole list. And we are back finally after I don't know how long with episode 12. With pyrokinesis. Yes, we're still with the kinetic abilities, and then we'll get into something else, and then go back to the basics, and then it will be time for season 2, which I think that's totally insane. But before we get into pyrokinesis, I want to quickly mention geokinesis, which is earth manipulation or manipulating soil and plants. I have a little story on that because it's very much possible. There hasn't been any proven things, but I think I have something to prove. I don't have a picture of it because I'm currently at home on Veterans Day. I have to sometimes take some water because I woke up an hour ago. 1 to 2 hours ago, and my voice is pretty, I don't know what's the word for it, suffocating. Oh, that's quite the word. Yeah. And I'm going straight into this episode completely unscripted, so there's going to be a lot of ums and long pauses. I just want to make this experience as real as it can be, so I don't seem like a robot reading off a script in complete monotone, because that's boring and y'all, you would stop listening. So let's get straight into it. So what is pyrokinesis? Pyrokinesis, aka fire manipulation, is the psi power to control fire and hot temperatures with the mind. At low levels, one could move a candle back and forth. Candle flame, not an actual candle. I mean, you can move an actual candle, but we'll get into that in the future. At a higher level, one could put out the flame or making it relight using only the mind. Yes, this is very much possible. Yes, I've seen many people do it, and it's insane. Pyrokinesis is one of the most practiced powers like telekinesis. It could also be useful, too, for warning people or setting things aflame. Some abilities are below. Pyrokinesis is also known as heat manipulation or fire manipulation. So here are some techniques. So you gotta get used to fire. So this is the first thing you should probably do. First, you need to start taking a warm shower at your own pace, making it hotter. Keep on doing this until you can go quicker and quicker, to the point you can jump in the shower and have it all hot. Another thing you can do is put your hands close to fire a lot until you can basically touch fire and not get burned. So for the shower one, I would not make it scalding hot because that can burn and very much damage your skin and nerves. So I would not recommend the shower technique, but for candle flame, yes, you should. The first thing you should probably get used to is dipping your fingers in cold water or licking them and pinching the wick from the side. If you pinch it from the top, you'll get burnt. And I mean burnt, and it hurts. So you want to pinch it from the side, because if you light a candle, I'm talking about like a standing candle, not one in a jar, because then you'll always get burnt. If you put your hand on top, like where the fire is. Don't put it so close, but like you can feel the heat there. If you put your hands to the side, no heat, bottom, nothing at all. So you can lick or dip your fingers in cold water and just pinch it. It does not hurt at all. The noise will scare you, but don't fret. And then if you want to get also used to fire, dip your fingers in cold water. I recommend cold water for this one. And just put them in the flame. Not for long, just wave them through. It does not hurt whatsoever at all. I promise. Believe me, I was a wimp too, okay? I was terrified of getting burnt because I have very pasty skin, and when I get burnt, it looks like I stuck my hand in red dye for an hour. So this technique might be an easier technique, because it doesn't actually require moving energy. This just requires willpower and concentration. Just meditate and visualize your room. Feel the room's heat and see the heat increasing until it starts a fire. Visualize your room is on fire. All the metals are melting. Everything is catching on fire. If it's done properly, no, your room will not be set aflames and you won't have to call 911. But the room should be a lot warmer. Dancing flame! This is the most common technique used. I've seen a thousand, not a thousand, my God. Roughly 20 people use it. So this is the ability to move fire. You just need a candle. So you want to visualize a connection between you and, for example, your finger. You move your finger left and visualize the flame moving to the left. Try to make the connection with it. If it moves left, then move it to the right. But make sure you're doing it and the fire isn't just flaring by keeping the flame where it is for a bit. After this, try to move it up and down until you don't even have to make a connection. Mind you, this will be super draining, especially for newer users. I've been practicing aerokinesis for 7 years. Did I know I was practicing it at the time, 7 years ago? No, but did I know 5 years ago? Yes. So I've been practicing aerokinesis for 5 years. Can you control heat, the air from a fan, or can you control the air from a fan or your breath? No, you cannot. But outside air, yes, because that is real energy. That is it. That's the good stuff. I'm a newer practitioner. I'm not actually not that new to pyrokinesis, but I have done it before, and is let me tell you, when later that night I made contact with my bed, I was out. It is that draining. So make sure you always meditate before practicing, 5 to 15 minutes. It's up to you. So, flame deletion or creation. So, this is the ability to put out fire. The first thing you need to learn, though, is a dancing flame technique. So, I think you can put that together. Now, to put the fire out or make the fire go down. Now, to put the fire out, make the fire go down. Keep this and keep doing this until it's out. Now, the harder. Bleh. I'm sorry. I'm skipping over words. I'm still kind of brain dead. I had not slept for 3 days. I slept for 3 hours the other night, and I slept for a full 8 hours to last night. So I'm kind of dead. And you want to keep doing that until it's out. Now here's the hardest part. It's creating fire. First of all, don't worry, it takes a long time to do, but you should use something that's easy to ignite. For example, a really weak paper, or a dry leaf. Believe me, it's a lot easier to set a dry leaf on fire than you think. Now, we're gonna put some ki energy in it. Then visualize the ki making the item hotter. Now visualize a flame rising from the heat, like the flame rising in a dancing flame. This takes a while, so be patient and have faith. in yourself. Believe in yourself, trust yourself, because that is super important. I need a glass of water. And I just got it everywhere. Whoops. In season two, I'm gonna go over something called shifting. Is it witchcraft? Not necessarily. No. Do witches practice it? Yes. And then in the next episode, why am I? I told you I'm kind of dead. So now, next one is a heat ball. That's kind of like, making an air ball with aerokinesis. I'm so sorry, guys. If you click off, I don't blame you. But if you could stay on, thanks. That'd be great. It'd really help me out. Now we have a heat ball. First, it's best to have fire next to you. So you want to visualize the flame full of red energy and make it a ki ball. Now visualize the red energy going into the ki ball and the ki ball turning red. When you feel hotter between your hands, you know it worked. Now try to make constructs like a fire sword or turn this into a blast. It's kind of like an air blast or like an air sword or an air axe. It's a lot harder than you think. It seems like a lot. Oh no, it's pretty simple. No, it's actually pretty hard. I've only been able to do an. Even though I've been practicing aerokinesis and these kinetic abilities for a good 7 years. Yes, I have. Yeah, for 7 years. It. It's a lot harder to gather all the energy into a tight, concentrated ball and make it into a sword or an axe. Because. You gotta have the same consistency throughout the whole shape and blast, and sometimes you lose it in some areas, so it's not as strong as you'd like to. I wanna mention this before you start jumping up and down and freaking out, like, oh my god, I can control fire. Yes, you can, but this is super, super important before you start any of this stuff. A guided chakra meditation. There's this app called Musi. It's orange, it's kind of got a little white squiggle on it. You want to search up Unblock 10-Minute Chakra Balance Guided Meditation. And believe me, it helps so much. It's fantastic. And I also want all of you to do some research. This is your homework. I'm not gonna call it homework. I'm gonna call it researching. I know, maybe you might not like researching, but this researching is basically witchcraft. Like that's what it really circles around, is knowing that you are the universe, that people are hiding stuff from you, finding your true self, and research. If you love researching and it's a hobby of yours, fantastic. It's great. So that was just, now we're going back into pyrokinesis. I just wanted to make that note because that is also super important. Now we have heat breath. So first do some ki breathing and visualize the flame. Make sure to research ki and what it is. Visualize the heat energy becoming a part of the ki until it's just the heat energy. Then close your mouth and keep all the heat energy there. Now when you feel a lot of heat energy in your mouth, just breathe it out and visualize all the heat acting like fire burning everything it touches. Place your hand in front of your face and try to see how hot your hand gets. It can get pretty hot. It kind of hurts sometimes. Heat vision. First, store ki in your eyes. Make one half of that ki a ki ball. The other half to protect your eye from the energy. Now put heat energy in the ki ball and make sure there's a lot of heat energy there. Now visualize a heat beam, fire energy guided by the ki in a straight line, melting everything it touches. Try to make a table hotter with this technique. And eventually you'll probably try to make something hot enough to ignite. Yellow flame. Okay, so this is increasing the flame's heat, making it yellow. Although this may take some time to learn, just keep practicing. Like witchcraft, or shifting, you're not gonna always get it right on the first try. Well, when it comes to spells, spells always work. Always work. If you had the right intention. No matter what your intention was, spells always work. I mean it. They always work. That's something I wish I knew when I first started out. Whew. And you know what, maybe? When it comes to aerokinesis or witchcraft or anything like a sport, to get better at it, you need to practice. So think of this as your favorite sport, gymnastics, soccer, hockey, basketball, baseball, t-ball, softball, the whole list. Think of it something like that. You start out bad, obviously. The only way you can get better and become a really good player at this sport is if you practice. And it's the exact same with kinetic abilities and witchcraft. The more you practice, the more you get better. And that's how it works. Yeah, so there's a lot of more kinetic abilities, but there's also electrokinesis, which there are a lot of practitioners, which I've seen before my own eyes, and it's also just as insane. I can't explain how crazy it is because it's crazy. You don't want to believe it, but it's real as hell. So now with the story time to geokinesis. If you made it this far, thank you so much. Hi. I maybe half of you or all of you clicked off. I'm kind of sad, but you know what? Whatever. Now with the geokinesis story time. My friends and I, when we were younger, were obsessed with the idea of having magic, which we were, well, not exactly not surprised to find out that it existed later on. I found it first, mind you. And we would all pretend to be either heroes or Winx fairies. If you know what Winx Club is, we need to be friends, like now. And one of our friends, I'm not gonna name any of their names because I'm a good person, and their names don't need to be said because that's not important. He and his robot sidekick, they were the villains, the four of us. The three of us, which then turned into the four of us, were the good guys. We would not always win because that's what gives it variety. Okay, I'm getting off base. Ugh. I'm kind of dead. And we had this little tree of life, which we're still really confused on how this certain incident happened. And the villain, I'm gonna call him the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord, then, oh my god, this is crazy. He pretended to cut down the tree of life. That's just we referenced the tree because we all really like that tree. And he pretended to cut it down with specifically an axe. And the next day, we went back to school to try and revive. Quote unquote, revive. Sorry if you can hear background noise or my next event and all the vents connect to my house. And he, like I said, he pretended to cut down the tree with specifically an axe. When we went back to school the next day, there was a freaking axe mark on the tree. There was a goddamn axe mark on the tree. On the tree. And that just blew us. That was shocking to us because It wasn't there before. It hadn't been there those prior 3 years that we had been at that school. And then now, when we pretend to cut down the tree with an axe, there's an axe mark. I'm still shocked by it. I'm not even joking at all whatsoever. I'm still shocked by it. I'm very shocked by it. I just don't understand. I don't understand how it happened, but it happened. So if you made it this far, thank you so much once again for over 700 listens. That's crazy. It's weird that to think that people listen to me. They hear my voice and they listen and they like it and they watch another one. Listen, my God, not watch. And I can't get my head around it. So, I think I might do two more episodes today. Hydrokinesis and umbrokinesis. Maybe telepathy and psychokinesis. Maybe electrokinesis too. I'm just saying. Well, psychokinesis, telekinesis are actually very similar. I don't know if they're the same thing or not. And maybe electrokinesis. I'm gonna try and upload weekly, maybe once or twice, maybe one or two episodes a day. Every week or every other week. I'm certainly gonna try. We're getting closer to the holiday season, and that means I myself and many others are going to be busy, busy, busy. Especially with school. Like, all we're doing has been straight projects and review and research. So it's been intense. It's been a rough year already. It's been a rough start. So I'm gonna once again thank you if you made it this far. It means a lot to me. Like, you even wanna know how much it means to me, but it means a lot, like a whole damn lot. Thank you for listening to this episode. This is something I wanted to do. I wanted to find a way to help people, possibly worldwide, wherever they are, by teaching and helping them learn and helping them find parts of themselves. It's crazy. So, once again, thank you all so much. I'm serious when I say it means the world to me, because it really does. So, I'm signing off. I'll make another episode in 5 minutes, possibly. See you next time.